Coma, brain, fever, and now God player. Robin Cook has turned out lots of exciting reading over the years. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Cook wanted to be an archaeologist until he discovered that all the good cities had been uncovered. That's why he became a doctor, and then he found things in his profession he did not like.
I had watched Marcus Welby and Dr. Kildare and Dr. Ben Casey, and I had sort of this kind of romantic image of what it was going to be like as a young doctor in training, and it was very different from that. The human aspect of medicine seemed to me to be almost totally lacking. At that time, I decided that I was going to write a book.
Drafted into the military in 1966, Robin Cook found he had lots of free time on submarine duty, and he began that book.
I had no idea what I was doing. I was just flying by the seat of my pants, and I felt like I really had something to say.
His first novel was The Year of the Intern, and no one beat down any doors at the bookstores to buy it.
I reread my own book, and I realized that it suffered from one minor flaw, and that was that it was boring. Unless you were specifically interested in the issue of medical education and the way that we train doctors and we tend to encourage traits that are non-humanistically oriented, unless you're interested in that issue, the book really isn't very much fun to read.
Influenced by such thrillers as 7 Days in May and the writing of Eric Ambler, Leon Uris, and Frederick Forsyth, Cook took a different approach toward his writing.
I realized that people tended to like to read mystery thrillers. It was a genre which grabbed your interest very quickly, and you want to find out what happened. Your pulse starts to race a little bit as the hero or heroine gets into a tight circumstance.
Robin Cook's second book became a bestseller, Coma. His latest is God Player, about an omnipotent doctor and a series of mystery killings at a Boston teaching hospital. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. If you haven't read Robin Cook's medical thrillers, you may be in the minority. Author of Coma, Brain, and Fever, Cook's latest is God Player, in which he explores the erratic behavior of a skilled surgeon in a series of killings at a Boston hospital. Cook says he wants to show his readers that the men and women who practice medicine are far from perfect.
There are a lot of good physicians, but the problem is there are some real bastards, too. There's some really poor physicians. Poor in lots of different ways. In a certain sense, my character in God Player is a superb surgeon. He's a superb technician. He's sort of the ultimate result of this very specialized training. But he's got a lot of other problems.
Cook wrote his first bestseller, Coma, while in private practice as a doctor with teaching duties and while studying public policy at Harvard. It's easier for him to catch his breath now.
I have taken a formal leave of absence recently in order to continue this idea, because I'm going to try to bring Fever, my last book, to the screen in a producing capacity. My previous experiences in relation to Hollywood is such that the kind of product that they turn out is not what I had in mind originally.
Cook hasn't been happy with the movie versions of his novels, particularly the one non-medical book he wrote called Sphinx.
It's a fun book. It's an escapist book, but I wanted to be an archaeologist. Egypt is one of the most beautiful places to visit. I turned tables, put a heroine instead of a hero, but they completely changed it around in the movie, and it became sort of a kind of a syrupy romance.
So he hopes Fever, when it's made into a movie, will have more meaning than sensation.
I still think of myself as a doctor who happens to write rather than vice versa. In a certain sense, I think of my readers as patients.
So Robin Cook thinks he can use entertaining fiction to reach more people and make them more aware of the issues in the medical profession. Robin Cook, his latest book is God Player. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.